Tom Lynch, and he was
in the bloody bin.
Pretty solid player on the weekend, Tommy. Unfortunately, he didn't have his kicking boots on, had 5 shots for goals, 3 behinds, but he joins us now, and we'll ask him about that. Tommy, how are you?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you doing?
Yeah,
calm
not too
down,
bad.
Tommy, please
just
calm me down.
Just got the news through about Rory Sloane. Are you surprised by that?
Yeah, look, obviously, we've just found out the news as well. So, I'm sure that's still, in discussion at the club about, the steps forward from here. But obviously disappointing, the result there. We were hoping for a bit better news. But, I'm sure the... Dave Noble and the guys will sort that through the next day or so.
Yeah, I think everyone was hoping for that. What'd you make of the game? Because pundits like myself thought it was going to be a much larger margin, but it was pretty tight all night.
Yeah, look, and it's hard to predict and hard to really back a team to in showdowns, especially to have such big wins like the punters are saying, but we were under no illusions that they were going to come out and give a real fierce contest, and they got some really quality players, and we knew that it was their sort of big game for the year left, and we prepared ourselves for that. But to their credit, they were outstanding, and made it a real contest all night.
What did they try and close down at you guys? What are the learnings you can take from that? Because I thought the opposition coaches really did pick you guys off. Josh Jenkins was one. I mean, Trengove didn't leave him alone. Brad Crouch got picked off at stoppage. Other players did. What learnings can you take from that?
Yeah, look, obviously we were just done in and around the contest. And that was in all over the ground too. I know we were obviously down in clearance, but in a lot of aspects on the ground, forwards and backs we're losing some contests that. We back ourselves into win and we pride ourselves on. But I know you mentioned Josh in particular, but we thought his game was outstanding on the weekend. He played a real selfless role. He took himself up the ground knowing that Trengove would follow him. There's some things that experts, as I say, just miss out on. So we're really pleased with the way he performed and turned for him in the second half, and I was pleased he got some reward because he was playing a real selfless role for the team.
Well, I tell you who didn't go unnoticed. Bix was talking about that the entire game, the selfless role he picked, that he's got to come up the field a big T-shirt. Hey, 21 inside 50s to 1, 3 goals, 8 to no score at the 26-minute mark of the second quarter. Talk to me about that second quarter, Tommy.
Yeah, look, and that was the quarter we're actually, at our best in terms of, winning contested ball and probably most of our indicators. So, obviously the end result is we didn't finish our work and, to walk away with however many goals to compare to the behinds was obviously disappointing at half-time. And we're well aware that, that was an event. It hasn't been a trend of ours. And, there are games where, that's happened in the past. But, we're really confident in our goal-kicking and have been all year. But we're also aware that in the pressure moments and the big games, they're important. We go back and slot them. So the guys are working hard, and we'll do so again this week.
Okay. Well, the big fella Tex kicked 2-4. You kicked 2-3. What did you have issue with? Was there any breeze? It didn't look like any prevailing conditions out there.
No. Look, I just missed a couple of shots. Sometimes it's the way it goes, and you got to go back and make sure the next one you go back and put through. So I'm sure. I'm sure I would have liked to, for me in particular, it was just my ball drop. I was getting a little bit too close to the man I'm marking on 2 of my set shots. So I tried to rectify that on my 3rd set shot. And, lucky enough, it was to go through. So, I got that feedback during the game. It was going to be close to the man I'm marking. So, that's a little bit of insight for you there, Bix.
Thanks for that.
Embrace expectation was Don Pike's quote. Well, the expectation from Crows supporters now is well and truly a top 2 finish. You're equal top with 4 teams, percentage you're second. That's 2 home finals, at least a grand final. I think that's the expectation, Tom. Talk to us about embracing this and how much does Don Pike talk to the group about it?
Yeah, look, it's obviously important to obviously embrace the expectations and understand the position we're in. We're really excited about the opportunity that's ahead of us. And the best part about it is this week gives us that greatest of opportunities where the destiny lies in our hands. So if we if we can obviously get a win this week, that'll confirm a top 4 spot. So if we lose, then we're relying on other teams to get done or results go our way for us to stay in that top 4. So, you know, that's something. It's a good position to be in, I tell you, to know that if we go out there and we get the 4 points, that we'll be moving forward. But you know, the guys are really excited about what lies ahead. And but what we do know is it starts this week, because you know, West Coast are in some ripping form, and you know, we're going to have to be at our best to match it with them.
How's Eddie? Is he back at training? Have you spoken to him?
Yeah, absolutely. All the boys are at training today, right. So you know, everyone's fit and firing, and he had a great game on the weekend. So. You know, we'll be looking forward to another strong performance this week.
Just on the incident that happened late in the game, was that a discussion point after the match? Was everyone aware of what had gone on?
Oh, look, the clubs have made some statements, as have Port Adelaide, around that issue. So I'll just let them let them deal with it, and you know, I'll just focus on the footy bits.
Okay. What about you would have had your match review today? What were some of the key learnings that come out of that? Because, as you said, you've got West Coast coming up who are in really good form. What did you take out of the match?
Yeah, look, we just obviously, we've spoken about, you know, making sure we play our way and, you know, making sure we embrace that fierce contest, which was put on us on the weekend. You know, it was, as I mentioned before, it was obviously disappointing in all aspects of the ground. We felt like we lost a number of contests and, you know, we'll work hard at that on training tomorrow night and make sure that when we get out there Friday night, you know, we bring our best at that, because you know, they've got some great mids in there, Pritis, Shuey, you know, those guys, Maston, there's some pretty quality mids in there, so we're gonna have to be you know, red hot to match it with them.
West Coast Friday night, another 6 day break. What's the week look like for you guys?
Yeah, so we reviewed today, did a bit more recovery, obviously about 48 hours post game. And we'll train tomorrow night, being as it's a night game on Friday night. So our main session will be tomorrow night. So from that point on, you know, it's a lot lighter than what we do, obviously, in a 7 or 8 day break. But, you know, with the week off the following week, the boys will be ready to go and give, you know, top effort this week.
Good time just to mention, Bix, our collective footy hearts are with Nick Natanui. He did his ACL. It's sad when
Segler.
Any player does something like that. Segler as well, but Nick Natanui, just a beautiful fella. Great bloke, a fisherman after my own heart. I just thought we'd just throw that in. Let's hope he gets better. Hey, before we let you go, T-shirt, Tommy, how's your In the Huddle blog going? Have you gone commercial yet?
Very well, thanks, Roy. We've starting to get a bit of feature on your show of late, but yeah, look, we had our NFL draft last night, our fantasy draft. So that was exciting. Some people out there going, "What the hell is he talking about?"
But that'd be me.
It's a passion for us. We gave Survivor and the outfits of Survivor a miss, like Bix and Tori had on, and we settled in for the fantasy draft.
Well, there you go. Good, that was the choice. Survivor, fantasy draft. I went with Survivor. I'm happy that I did that. Tommy, congratulations on what you've been able to do this year. You've had a cracking year. Another good game on the weekend. Best of luck for next week and going forward.
Thanks so much, fellas. Love it, have a chat.